All right, so once again, a new tornado warning, Central Dane County. This is for the Madison proper. Also includes McFarland, Verona, Fitchburg, Maple Bluff, Middleton. And that's going to replace the previous tornado warning that was in effect there. But this one now goes for another half hour until 8:30 p.m. And we're going to take a look at the rotation and the wind. You know, it's really the wind. That wind signature right now coming into Verona, that could be 80 mile per hour. Could be 80 miles an hour winds moving into the Verona and Middleton areas right now. So from Middleton to Verona to Fitchburg, again heading into downtown Madison, 60 to 80 mile per hour winds, possible spin-up tornado. Not out of the question. I'm going to leave the, if you're watching us, again, we're at 99.7 Max FM on Facebook or Severe Studios on YouTube. And we're also live on 99.7 Max FM in Baraboo and the surrounding areas. So if you're watching, we're looking for any kink in this line here. There's a possibility of a tornado northeast of DeForest heading over toward Columbus and Fall River. The line, the wind, then stretches up toward Rio. It's going to get up toward Friesland, Fox Lake eventually, into portions of Green Lake and Marquette counties. But the two big wind pushes that I see right now are between Arlington and Fall River, heading toward Fall River, and even stronger winds, Verona to Middleton, heading into Madison. With these strong winds of 60 to 80 miles per hour, we could see a tornado spin up at any point along this line of thunderstorms. All right, so again, coming in with multiple reports of trees and power lines and things down.
Silver Drive and Parkside officer reports 6 to 8 inches of water in the road.
Okay, so we've got some street flooding in Baraboo. Where'd you say that was, Parkside?
Silver Drive and Parkside.
Silver Drive and Parkside. With the rain that has come down, not be surprised in all of the low-lying areas to see some street flooding for sure. Let's see. New severe thunderstorm warning, Rock, Dane, and Jefferson counties. That's going to go until 8:30. Rock, Dane, Jefferson until 8:30. All right, let's go all the way back to the southwest corner of the state, and let's look at Grant County. A severe thunderstorm warning for Grant County goes until 8:45. Severe thunderstorms are located basically B-Town to Lancaster to Fenimore, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. 70 mile per hour wind gusts are possible with those storms, and those are going to get up toward Stitzer and Fenimore and may eventually brush through Boscobel as they continue working their way northeastward. So we're not quite completely out of things just yet. Severe thunderstorm warning still back to the west and southwest. Still a severe thunderstorm warning for Juneau and Adams counties. 70 mile per hour winds possible. Still severe thunderstorm warnings up into the Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point area. Tornado warning for way up north, Marathon, Lincoln, and Langlade counties. That's new. Tornado warning for Lincoln, Langlade, and Marathon counties goes until 8:30. Severe thunderstorms up there with extensive straight-line wind damage and possible embedded tornadoes. Moving through the Wausau area right now, through Weston, heading up toward Merrill and Antigo eventually. So that's what's going on the very far north side of this complex.
Yeah, in a little bit.
Sliding down the line again, Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point under a severe thunderstorm warning. Juneau and Adams County, severe thunderstorm warning. New tornado warning for the Wautoma area. That has just come out. Central Washera County now under a tornado warning. This is going to be 7 miles south of Wautoma, moving northeast at 55. So 7 south of Wautoma, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. We'll be in Wautoma around 8:10. Wautoma around 8:10 p.m. in Washera County. Still a tornado warning and severe thunderstorm warnings for Marquette and Green Lake County. Still a tornado warning for the Partyville area. Down toward Point Ed and Arlington. Obviously, the DeForest area. And then stretching back into central portions of Dane County, including Madison. Again, for the time being, we are all in the clear here in Reedsburg, Baraboo, Plain, Spring Green, and Sauk City. So all in the clear here for now. Still some strong storms, heavy rain moving through Portage, Lodi, down toward Wanakee. Still tornado warnings in effect for DeForest, Wanakee, Sun Prairie, Madison. And a tornado warning down for Argyle, New Glarus, Monticello, down into Lafayette and Greene counties. And still worried about 70 to 80 mile per hour winds just over the state line into northern Illinois, and those will be working their way northeastward as well. But right now, in central and southern Wisconsin alone, 5 tornado warnings, and then add a couple more up near Wausau and Merrill. And that's what we've got going on. And then the severe thunderstorm warning back to the southwest near Lancaster in Grant County, heading up toward Fenimore. We'll see what that storm does as it moves through here tonight. All right, 8:07, Corey Hartman here. This is 99.7 Max FM, WRPQ Baraboo. We've been in continuous severe weather coverage for an hour and a half or so, I would say, maybe longer than that. We've also been streaming live online for hours and hours and hours, both on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page and on Severe Studios' YouTube page here this evening. Thanks for everyone who has joined us and has tuned in to see what's going on here across a good chunk of Wisconsin now. Counties are getting peeled off in the watch as we get back into Minnesota. Things starting to calm down considerably in Minnesota and in northeastern portions of Iowa. But northern Illinois and much of central and southern Wisconsin still in the thick of things here. As soon as this tornado warning for Columbia and far northeastern Sauk is canceled or expires, we will go back to regular programming here over the air on 99.7 Max FM. We'll keep the live stream going for a while. All right, let's take it from north to south like we do. So again, Lincoln, Langlade, and Marathon counties near the Wausau vicinity. Severe squall line there. 70 to 80 mile per hour winds. Possible tornado. That is from basically near Rib Mountain, right near Wausau. And that is continuing to move northeast at 60 miles per hour. Merrill and Antigo in the path there. Severe thunderstorm warning continues here for Wood, Portage, and Marathon counties. Again, severe squall line with straight line wind damage, 70 miles per hour or greater. Currently moving through Stevens Point, over toward Plover, and the Rossholt area. Haven't called them out yet tonight. Raining in Rapids, raining in Nakusa. Severe thunderstorm warning continues in Juneau and Adams counties. It feels like those storms just haven't moved, or they just keep reforming there near Mauston and moving on up toward Adams Friendship. And that's basically what they're doing. They just keep reforming and reforming and reforming. So watch out for the ponding of water, the water on roadways. Possible flash flooding will be an issue. We'll keep watching it. There's no flash flood warnings yet, which is kind of surprising. So heavy rain again, northeast of Mauston up to Delwood and Arkdale and Friendship vicinity. Juneau and Adams counties, still a severe thunderstorm warning for 20 more minutes. Still a severe thunderstorm warning for Green Lake, Columbia, Marquette, and Dane counties until 9. That's 50 minutes from now. That basically encompasses this big, huge area of rain and thunder and lightning from Montello and Green Lake, stretching all the way down through Ryo and down to Madison. That severe thunderstorm warning, again, 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and possible tornadoes with that. So we never did get an update on that tornado warning. I can tell you that all of the severe activity is out of Sauk County at this time. I can tell you that with reasonable certainty that there is no severe weather happening anywhere in Sauk County at this time. There is still technically a tornado warning in effect for the far northeastern corner of Sauk County, but that will be getting ready to expire here momentarily. All right, let's go back to looking at these storms with the wind velocity turned on. And you can clearly see the leading edge of the wind just getting into Wautoma, Neshkoro, Princeton, Green Lake eventually, over toward Friesland and Fox Lake eventually, Beaver Dam, you'll get into it here, Fall River and Columbus. Little bit of a spin on the leading edge there near the Columbus area. I'd be in shelter in Fall River and Columbus. That line then stretches back toward Sun Prairie, stretches back toward Maple Bluff, Monona, Madison, McFarland, and then continues on back toward Fitchburg. Now, let's see where that punch of wind went. Well, that punch of wind went through Middleton. It went through parts of downtown Madison, made it up toward Maple Bluff and DeForest and Sun Prairie. Seems to be dissipating ever so slightly, which is some good news there. All right, Drew, if you want to throw Max FM back to regular programming, we'll get back to something. Throwback Nation Radio, probably. And we will continue with severe weather coverage for as long as we've got storms in and around the central and southern portions of Wisconsin. A new tornado warning has come out, includes the Fond du Lac area. Tornado warning for Fond du Lac.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Nothing but maximum throwbacks all night long. Throwback Nation Radio with me, Tony Lorino, on 99.7 Max FM.
Singing, I love rock and roll, spending lots of time in the jukebox, baby, I love. Radio's concert or cash.
And the code word you need tonight to see these guys from Def Leppard live or score 500 bucks is this song title. Animal. A-N-I-M-A-L. Animal. Go to throwbacknationradio.com. Enter that code word animal and you are in the running to win in this national contest for the weekly prize. Good luck from Throwback.
Some time. right, child. It's gonna take time, all our precious time. It's gonna take patience and time.
Down and some other issues, but that's basically for this whole complex that's down here from Richland Center back to Blue River back to Highland, and that is all sliding northeast. So we're going to get another round potentially in Spring Green and Plain, the Avoca area, Muscadet area, Sextonville on up to Richland Center, Lloyd and Loganville and Lime Ridge, Cazenovia, Reedsburg, Rock Springs. So those are the areas that are in the path. Baraboo is technically back in a warning now. So the Baraboo area back into a severe thunderstorm warning. And that is going to be in effect now until 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time. It is 9:24 and you are listening to continuous severe weather coverage, both on WRCO Richland Center and 99.7 Max FM, WRPQ Baraboo and Reedsburg. And we are staying on top of things here as we continue with strong thunderstorms. This is the final curtain here, I hope, for these severe thunderstorms this evening. But moving into the Richland Center area as we speak, moving into Muscadet and through Muscadet over toward the Avoca area and just north of Highland. As we take a look at the wind here, some gusty winds moving through Highland, gusty winds along Highway 80 up toward Avoca, winds crossing vicinity here along Highway 133 and up toward 60 on the north side of the river there toward Sextonville and Richland Center. And eventually this will be moving toward our friends at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Probably not something they want to hear. And then we'll be getting toward Lime Ridge, possibly Loganville, Reedsburg, Rock Springs, and Baraboo again if the whole thing holds together. So for now, it is just, you know, I'm just going to turn the radar off and just let you see how many different warnings there are still going on from Rhinelander to Davenport. That is a ginormous amount of real estate that is under some sort of severe thunderstorm or tornado warning, literally again from Rhinelander, Wisconsin, all the way down to just north of the Quad Cities. And continuing to get damage reports in from southern Grant County. We don't really have any new reports from anywhere. 1-inch hail fell in the Middleton area. 1-inch hail in Middleton. Still technically a tornado warning in effect, by the way, for Dane County. And those storms continue to redevelop and move through and move through and move through. Two lines here tonight. We've got one line that stretches from Waupaca down to Beaver Dam, back to Sun Prairie, back to Madison, New Glarus, and Monticello. And then this other line, this pesky line that just refuses to go away, from Adam's Friendship down to Mauston through, we'll call it Laval and Waniwok, Hillsboro, Cazenovia, Rockbridge, Yuba, Richland Center, Sextonville, Muscadet, Avoca, and Highland. And, of course, some storm drills still stretch back toward the Fenimore, Lancaster, Grant County area. So once that line goes through, we will be done for the evening. But we've got a little bit here yet. Once again, if you're just tuning back in, we've got a new severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Iowa County and for most of Sauk County. And that's going to remain in effect until 9 p.m. Severe thunderstorms from Richland Center to Dodgeville moving northeast at 85 miles per hour. And that is this cluster right here. You can see it knocking on the door of Richland Center right now. Get away from windows. That's the big thing. Get away from windows. Avoca, you're in the path. Sextonville, you're in the path. And anyone along Highway 58 here running up toward Cazenovia, you're in the path of the storm. And that's, of course, in Richland County, where a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect also until 9 p.m. So both of these warnings here in Richland County and Sauk County until 9 p.m. 70-mile-per-hour winds. These storms are moving over 80 miles per hour. So Reedsburg, you'll get into it eventually. Loganville, Plain, and possibly Baraboo as well. All right, let's talk just a little bit quickly about some of the other stuff going on. Again, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings all the way up to Rhinelander, Tomahawk, Merrill, Antigo, much of the Northwoods, over toward Crandon and White Lake. The storms then stretch south through Burnham Wood, Wittenberg, Rossholt area. They'll get over toward Shawano and Clintonville eventually. Stevens Point with signs completely blown over, bent right over in the Plover vicinity. 63-mile-per-hour wind gust at the Wisconsin Rapids Airport earlier. Those storms moving over toward Iola and Clintonville, New London, and Waupaca vicinity. Strong storms near Plainfield getting over toward Wautoma. Still a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Juneau and Adams counties. Still a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Marquette, Green Lake, and Fond du Lac counties. A tornado warning in effect for Green Lake and Fond du Lac counties. Tornado warning in effect for northern Dodge County, including Fox Lake and Beaver Dam. Tornado warning still technically in effect for the Rio to Fall River areas in eastern Columbia County. And technically still a tornado warning in effect for Madison to Sun Prairie areas in Dane County. And those have all just been canceled, thankfully. So those are done as of 8:30. The severe thunderstorm warnings still continue. And the tornado warning for Fond du Lac area still continues. But that's what's going on off to the east. The tornado warning for the Madison-Dane County area, that is over now. All right, sliding back to the west, we've got this cluster of severe thunderstorms moving very, very quickly. Richland Center to just about to Lone Rock, and moving northeast at about 65, maybe 85 miles per hour. This is, again, moving through Richland Center now, over toward Lone Rock. And it's going to get over toward the Plain vicinity again, toward Loganville. And eventually central portions of Sauk County, including Reedsburg, Rock Springs, and North Freedom, may clip Baraboo again, may get into the Dells area again. But until then, we've got two severe thunderstorm warnings, one for Richland County until 9 p.m., one for much of Sauk County, also until 9 p.m. We have not looked at the hail tracker. There's really nothing. Could see some pea-size hail. Some peas could be falling in Richland Center. Other than that, no hail on the tracker here. As we look at the wind indication, there's some gusty winds between Lime Ridge and Loganville with a little storm there. Gusty winds, again, continuing down highways 154 and 58 down towards Sextonville, back toward Lone Rock and the Avoca vicinity. Any indication of the winds as they came through Richland Center at all?
I haven't seen anything.
Okay. All right. So, obviously, we'll watch for any reports of damage from those vicinities. But this little blob here, this final little section from Yuba to Avoca, and eventually moving through Sauk County, Loganville to Plain, maybe Reedsburg, this should be it for this neck of the woods. That's certainly what we are hoping. But again, for the time being, severe thunderstorm warnings until 9 p.m. Just saw something new come out. Yep, okay. This is far off to the south and east, but we'll bring it to you anyway. New severe thunderstorm warning until 10. So an 88-minute severe thunderstorm warning until 10 for Green, Rock, Waukesha, Dane, Jefferson, and Dodge counties. Severe thunderstorm warning, Green, Rock, Waukesha, Dane, Jefferson, and Dodge until 10. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts. They're saying a line from Sun Prairie to Albany. So Sun Prairie to Albany moving northeast at 90 miles per hour. I cannot believe some of the forward speed on some of these storms tonight here. Again, that's probably radar estimated, but somebody at the Weather Service still had to type that into the machine. So northeast at 90 with 70 winds from Madison and moving east. Again, we had a severe thunderstorm warning for Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Columbia, Washington, Marquette, Dane, and Dodge. That's for a little bit further north. That's the Beaver Dam to Hartford to West Bend vicinity. Man, we're getting all the way across the state now. These are moving northeast at 55. They have 70 mile per hour winds. Again, we've got a couple of tornado warnings still in effect for Northern Dodge County, for Fond du Lac County, for Green Lake County. And those are in effect until 8:45 and 9 p.m. respectively. That's for the leading edge that could have some strong weather moving toward the Fond du Lac vicinity. Severe thunderstorm warnings up to the north now stretch for a big, huge portion of central and northeastern Wisconsin. Portage, Marathon, Menominee, Winnebago, Washera, Wapaka, Outagamie, Langlade, and Shawano counties. Again, a line of 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts. That's moving toward Shawano, Appleton, and Oshkosh. And just a moment ago, a tornado warning for Winnebago County. This is going to be from the Omro to Winneconne area up toward Larson and Nina. This is for northwestern Winnebago County, northwest of Oshkosh. And then the storms, again, still curve back toward Rhinelander and to go almost all the way to Eagle River, believe it or not. All right. So back a little bit closer to home here. We are at 8:35. Corey Hartman, Drew Smith in the Weather Center. Dave Grant still helping out. And we've got weather coverage for you on our radio stations through Civic Media and through the Severe Studios radio network in Richland Center, Baraboo, and Reedsburg. Severe thunderstorm warnings remain in effect until 9 p.m. for this entire area here from Richland Center down to just northwest of Spring Green, through Plain eventually again, Reedsburg eventually again, Loganville again, and we'll see if they make it to Baraboo. Technically, Baraboo is under this new severe thunderstorm warning. And again, we'll see what happens here. Storms are moving very, very rapidly, 70, 80, 85 miles per hour to the northeast, and they contain 70 mile per hour wind gusts. We're watching for any spin-ups. We're watching for any tornadoes. I'm not seeing that at all. Looks like straight line wind. Things are calming down back to the west. Soldiers Grove, you're good. Boscobel, you're in the clear. Westby, Viroqua, Ontario, you're all in the clear now back to the west. All right, severe thunderstorm warning again remains in effect till 9 o'clock, about another 25 minutes or so. We'll call it Eastern Richland County now and Western Sauk County. Eastern Richland, Western Sauk. Good complex of storms here. Northeast of Richland Center, moving their way toward Reedsburg with 70-mile-per-hour winds possible. Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Rock Springs, North Freedom, you are all in the warning. As they head your direction, be prepared for downpours and major cloud-to-ground lightning strikes. And the best is to be inside on the lowest floor of your building. Stay away from windows. And if storms threaten enough, you can always seek shelter even lower. Try the basement bathroom. That's always a great place to go. Somewhere with no windows as these storms roll through. All right, let's talk about some more storm reports. Some of the biggest stuff from the greater vicinity here. The Winona area got hit pretty hard. Winona, Minnesota. Differing reports of trees uprooted, roofs blown completely off. Several large trees down within the city. Barns were demolished in the area. So that's the Winona, Minnesota area. Looks like La Crosse to Onalaska got quite a bit of wind as well. Shingles, signs, large trees down on the north side of La Crosse. Several branches down on the south side of La Crosse damaging cars. So that was pretty significant. Prairie du Chien area, power poles broken, 3-inch tree limbs snapped off. West Union, Iowa, trees and power lines down, trees into houses. Quite significant. Southern portions of Grant County, trees and power line damage, shingles blown off, trees down on houses. Southwest of Platteville. Lots of reports of 1/2 inch to 1 inch to 1.5 inch hail have been reported. 75-mile-per-hour wind gust in the Hazel Green area. A little less than 1 inch hail in Livingston in Grant County. Golf ball size hail came in from the Cobb area, western Iowa County. Multiple trees down in Dodgeville, 1 to 1.5 inch hail in Dodgeville or just north. The Spring Green area, trees and branches down across the vicinity there. So I think Richland Center, you are all clear. Richland Center, you are all clear. Storms have moved off to the north and east now, crossing the Sauk County line. If you're in Loganville, Lime Ridge, Cazenovia, Rock Springs, Reedsburg, or Laval, storms are coming your direction very quickly, possibly 80 to 85 miles per hour. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts are possible in there, could take down trees and branches. Report from Hillsboro now, from the Hillsboro area. Emergency management reports trees down on a home there. So trees down on a home in Hillsboro in far eastern Vernon County. Sauk Prairie area tonight had some tree limbs down. Had reports in Baraboo of trees down from the earlier storm, branches. Have you heard any other damage from around the area? Okay. All right. That's a good thing. we don't want any more damage. I'm sure there's other stuff that doesn't get reported or that that we haven't heard about or seen about. If you're in a safe location and can let us know, you can always head on over to our Facebook pages or leave it in a chat or put it on Facebook. We'll find it. Continuous severe weather coverage. And this is from Severe Studios, also from Civic Media radio stations and the Severe Studios Radio Weather Network. We are broadcasting to our friends in Richland Center, WRCO, and also in Baraboo on 99.7 Max FM, WRPQ Baraboo. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning, which for the Richland County area is just about over. Most of the storm activity has moved out of Richland County now and is mostly in central and northwestern Sauk County. For Sauk County, severe thunderstorm warning continues until 9 p.m. That's about 18 minutes from right now. Severe thunderstorms from Plain to Cazenovia, Laval, and Reedsburg, and continuing to move northeast over 70 miles per hour. There's 70 mile per hour winds possible for Rock Springs, North Freedom, Baraboo, Lake Delton area, and Wisconsin Dells. So as these storms roll through, again, gusts could take down some tree limbs. We've already seen roofs and shingles and things go flying here tonight. I'm sure any construction zones are going to have barrels and signs and all sorts of things down. So keep that in mind. And finally, the severe thunderstorm warning for Juneau and Adams was allowed to expire, but now we've got these new storms that'll be pushing up toward Linden Station, Mauston again, eventually White Creek, Grand Marsh, and Adams Friendship again. So we could get a new warning for Juneau and Adams, but that'll remain to be seen. So once again, for the Richland County area, WRCO, I think you guys are clear to go back to regular programming at any time now. All of the storms have moved pretty much out of Richland Center, with the exception of the far northeastern corner. Things will quiet down considerably. Still could have some rumbles of thunder and some heavier rain now and again, but things are really going to start to quiet down on the west side of the state here finally. So thanks for joining us on WRCO and WRCE in Richland Center. I'm Corey Hartman from the Weather Center. A new severe thunderstorm warning down to the south, Lafayette, Greene, Iowa, Dane. Lafayette, Greene, Iowa, and Dane counties. This one goes until 9:30. And the winds are coming down 60 miles per hour now, thankfully. So this warning is going to include, once again, a pretty good chunk of real estate here. All of Iowa County, including Dodgeville, over toward Fitchburg, New Glarus, Monticello, Monroe, Schulzburg again. Written all the cheese capitals, Drew. All the cheese capitals. Ellsworth, Schulzburg. We've had them all here today.
Wedges.
Wedges of cheese. Thankfully, hopefully, no wedge tornadoes, which is what we were much more concerned about a little bit earlier tonight. So once again, severe thunderstorm warning just out. Lafayette, Greene, Iowa, Dane, till 9:30, 60 miles per hour on the wind gust scale. Mineral Point, Dodgeville, Darlington, Argyle, Monroe, Monticello, New Glarus, and Mount Horeb. All right, back to Sauk County. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning continues for Sauk County until 9 p.m., which is 14 minutes from now. Strong storms are moving through Laval and Reedsburg and Loganville over toward Rock Springs. Might clip North Freedom, might clip the Baraboo area. Dells and Delton, you are technically included in this. Storms moving very quickly, at least 70 miles per hour to the north, with 70 mile per hour wind gusts. Uh, All right, let's see what else is going on. There's a flash flood warning over near Decorah, Iowa. About 6 to 7 inches of rain over there. That's the only flash flood warning on the board that I can find. And again, if you're watching this online, I'm just gonna throw this into a loop here from the last 3 hours. You can see the low pressure system is somewhere east of Minneapolis. Big cold front line stretching all the way from, I'm going to call it Eagle River, Wisconsin, all the way down to just north of the Quad Cities of Iowa and Illinois. Things over by Rockford, Illinois are starting to calm down a little bit, so maybe the far southeastern corner of Wisconsin won't get into this, but they did extend the tornado watch over there. So we did extend the tornado watch to the lake. So the whole rest of southeastern Wisconsin now under that tornado watch. Probably going to be a lot of what we've been seeing so far, which is a line of showers and thunderstorms that has the potential for a tornado, but more likely straight line winds. Trees have fallen around the Fox Lake area. And as that continues to push eastward, we can certainly see maybe another spin-up tornado, but most likely it's going to be that strong straight-line wind. Walworth and Rock County, Wisconsin, down to 60-mile-per-hour winds. Not so for Jefferson and Watertown areas. Severe thunderstorm warning, Green Rock, Waukesha, Dane, and Jefferson. They're talking about 80-mile-per-hour winds. A couple reports coming in, a 59-mile-per-hour wind gust in Middleton and a 62-mile-per-hour wind gust just north of Madison near Maple Bluff. And again, those storms, are heading toward Lake Mills and toward Watertown, and possibly 80-mile-per-hour winds in this cluster still, as I drag it onto the screen so you can actually see it. Near Marshall to Columbus right now, moving east, possibility of 80-mile-per-hour winds in there. Again, that's Watertown, Lake Mills, Fort Atkinson area. Severe thunderstorm warning, Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Columbia, Washington, Marquette, Dane, and Dodge until 9. That's almost over. Possibility of 70-mile-per-hour winds here. Beaver Dam, again, Fox Lake, where they've already had trees down. Waupun, and up to Fond du Lac. Severe thunderstorm warning now in effect for the Green Bay area as these storms just continue to pick up speed and move very quickly. And so now this is going to be Brown, Calumet, Winnebago, Waupaca, Outagamie, and Manitowoc counties till 9:45. Severe thunderstorms from New London to Oshkosh, moving northeast at 60 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. I've already moved through the Oshkosh area. Fond du Lac moving through now. Appleton, you're next. Then we'll go over Lake Winnebago and get over toward Chilton and Stockbridge and DePere and Green Bay and all those places where Civic Media has radio towers. So we're going to hope that it does not have 70-mile-per-hour winds, or Drew and I will be busy boys. So once again, if you're in Appleton or Chilton or Green Bay, new severe thunderstorm warning way over there. The Shawano area still under a severe thunderstorm warning. Possibility of 70-mile-per-hour winds moving toward the Shawano vicinity. Tornado warning still up here from, let's call it Wittenberg, through Mattoon, through White Lake, Andigo, up toward Crandon and Rhinelander, and just south of Eagle River. And just for the heck of it, I want to see what kind of line that is. That is a 270-mile line of storms from Eagle River to north of Davenport. 270-mile-long line. All right, back to Baraboo here with things hopefully calming down relatively soon. Still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 for Sauk County. Storms moving through Reedsburg, Rock Springs, North Freedom. I think Baraboo, I think we're okay on this one. I think it's going to stay west of Baraboo. Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells. Most of the activity has gone up into southern portions of Juneau and Adams counties again, but no new warning up there. So that might be a good sign that we're not getting new warnings further north. Further to the south, we still have a severe thunderstorm warning. Lafayette, Green, Iowa, and Dane counties. That goes till 9:30. The threat down there is 60-mile-per-hour gusts with some of these scattered storms and these storms coming out of the Galena, northern Illinois area. Trees and power lines down in Hanover, Illinois. Large branches, well, they say medium branches down, with an 80-mile-per-hour gust in the Nora, Illinois area. Freeport, Illinois, tree branches down across roadways and power lines. Lots of trees and power line damage. The Lancaster area in Grant County reported a wind gust of 54 miles per hour. That was about an hour ago. So we are starting to wind this down, I think, which is new severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk and eastward. Well, forget what I said. No. This new warning that has come out here for Reedsburg, Dells, Baraboo, Portage, and up toward Endeavor and Montello, winds have decreased to 60. Now, that still can bring down some branches and maybe drop a power line, but if they haven't come down already, we might be okay here. But new severe thunderstorm warning has just been issued. Only goes till 9:15. This one's only 20 minutes long. So it's just for the ending portion of these storms, I think, here. From Reedsburg to Delton to Baraboo. This is for northeastern Sauk County, northwestern Columbia County, and for Marquette and Green Lake County again. And we'll take a look at the wind velocities here. Again, this is going north of Baraboo for the most part. Up toward Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells, Highway 16 area, Briggsville, Endeavor. Could see some gusty winds approaching 60 miles per hour with this. But I really think we are dialing things back very quickly here, which is some great news. Don't even have the dark reds and pinks in the radar anymore, so that's good. So still some gusty winds, as mentioned here, from Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells, Baraboo area. Should be north of Baraboo. Portage could get clipped. Briggsville, Endeavor, Montello, and on up into western Green Lake County. Heavy rain falling here in Adams and Juneau counties, but no warning at this time of any sort. Tornado watch still continues. I don't see any counties being cleared out of that just yet. And again, the tornado watch was extended all the way to Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Sheboygan, Manitowoc, on up into Door County. So the line is going to continue to move eastward across the rest of eastern Wisconsin. So we'll stay with you here for just a little bit longer on the radio. Severe thunderstorm warning. Again, this is a new one, but it's only in effect until about 9:15 for northeastern Sauk County, Marquette County, Northwestern Columbia County, Northwestern Green Lake County. According to the National Weather Service, severe thunderstorms along a line from Mauston to Portage, moving north at 65 miles per hour. Possibility of 60 mile per hour wind gusts. And again, Dells, Delton, Montello, Packwaukee. Haven't talked about you yet tonight, so we'll throw you in there. Oxford, Endeavor, Neshkoro. That's where the wind is moving. It is moving so quickly, it is almost out of Sauk County already. Let's give a few more all clears. You are all clear in the Toma area, back to New Lisbon. You're all clear in Hillsborough, all clear in Richland Center for the most part. Still a few scattered showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. You're all clear in Boscobel. You're all clear in Fenimore, back toward Lancaster. Pretty much all of northeastern Iowa now clear. All of southeastern Minnesota clear. La Crosse clear. Black River Falls, Durand, Eau Claire. All in the clear. Should be for the rest of the night. Areas that are definitely not in the clear include Whitewater, Jefferson, Watertown, Hartford, Beaver Dam, Fond du Lac, Chilton, Green Bay, Appleton. Heavy downfall and winds over 60 were estimated in the Medina area. That's west of Appleton, with that warning up in that neck of the woods. Still have the chance for severe winds in Shawano. Still have a chance in Suring, up toward Crivitz and White Lake and Crandon, Wisconsin. But again, back here in Sauk County, things are calming down rapidly. Not even that concerned about the storms that are still down in Dodgeville. Those also don't look like too much at this moment. So I guess if we could get things queued back up to 9 o'clock, we'll take it from the top of the 9 o'clock hour here shortly, I think. As it really does look like things are winding down. Downward trend for sure. Thanks to everyone who joined in tonight, listening on the radio, watching online, YouTube, Facebook. I saw a million comments on the 99.7 Max FM page. Can't even look at them right now. But thanks to everyone who commented and shared there. So here's the last piece of the storm right here. Say Mirror Lake area up toward Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells. And pushing.